This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Austropin. Active ingredient, ampicillin, as sodium. This leaflet provides important information about using Austropin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Austropin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Austropin? Austropin contains the active ingredient ampicillin, as sodium. Austropin is an antibiotic that belongs to a group of medicines called penicillins. These antibiotics work by killing the bacteria that are causing your infection. Austropin is an antibiotic used to treat infections in different parts of the body caused by bacteria. Austropin will not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds or the flu. Your doctor may have prescribed Austropin for another reason. Ask your doctor why Austropin has been prescribed for you. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Austropin is addictive. What should I know before I use Austropin? Warnings. Do not use Austropin if you are allergic to ampicillin, as sodium, penicillins, cephalosporins, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, difficulty breathing. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. If you are not sure whether you should be given Austropin, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have an allergy to Austropin or any other penicillin. Have any type of allergic reaction to cephalosporin medicines? You may have an increased chance of being allergic to Austropin if you are allergic to cephalosporins. Have any allergies to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes? This may include medicines that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. You have or have ever had any other health problems or medical conditions, including asthma, kidney, or liver disease? If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you are given Austropin. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Austropin during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Austropin when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Austropin. These include allopurinol or probenecid for conditions such as gout. Some antibiotics, e.g. tetracyclines, gentamicin, erythromycin, and chloramphenicol. Methotrexate. These medicines may be affected by Austropin, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid whilst receiving Austropin. Some antibiotics may decrease the effectiveness of some birth control pills. Talk to your doctor about the need for an additional method of contraception whilst receiving Austropin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Austropin. How do I use Austropin? How Austropin is given? Austropin may be given in two ways: as a slow injection into a vein, as a deep injection into a large muscle, a joint, or the sac surrounding the lung. Austropin must only be given by a doctor or nurse. Your doctor will decide what dose and for how long you will receive Austropin. This depends on your infection and other factors, such as your weight. For most infections, Austropin is usually given in divided doses throughout the day. To reduce microbial contamination, each Austropin vial is used only once. Any remaining contents must be discarded. If you have too much Austropin, this rarely happens as Austropin is administered under the care of a doctor. However, if you are given too much Austropin, you may experience some of the side effects listed under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Your doctor has information on how to recognize and treat an overdose. Ask your doctor if you have any concerns. A very large overdose of orstropin can cause brain upsets, including fits. If you think that you have been given too much orstropin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using orstropin? Things you should do. If the symptoms of your infection do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse, tell your doctor. If you develop itching with swelling, or skin rash, or difficulty breathing after you have been given orstropin, contact your doctor immediately. If you get severe diarrhea, tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after orstropin has been stopped. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without first checking with your doctor. An illness consisting of a rash, swollen glands, joint pains and fever may occur about a week after the treatment. If you get a sore white mouth or tongue after you have been given orstropin, tell your doctor. Tell your doctor if you get vaginal itching or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal infection called thrush. Sometimes the use of orstropin allows fungi to grow and the above symptoms to occur. Orstropin does not work against fungi. If you become pregnant while you are receiving orstropin, tell your doctor. If you have to have any tests, tell your doctor you have been given orstropin. Orstropin may affect the results of some tests. Tell any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist who is treating you that you have been given orstropin. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how orstropin affects you. Orstropin generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. However, as with many other medicines, orstropin may cause dizziness, drowsiness, or tiredness in some people. Looking after orstropin. Orstropin will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward. The medicine is stored in a cool, dry place, protected from light, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Orstropin is not to be given after the expiry date on the label. Do not use orstropin if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date on the pack has passed. If orstropin is given after the expiry date, it may have no effect at all, or worse, an unexpected effect. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Check with your doctor as soon as possible if you have any problems whilst receiving orstropin, even if you do not think the problems are connected with the medicine or are not listed in this leaflet. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Pain or redness at the site of injection. Oral thrush, white furry sore tongue and mouth. Vaginal thrush, sore and itchy vagina, and or discharge. A mild rash. What to do? Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. A severe skin reaction, including severe rash, raised lumps, blisters, or skin peeling, fever, flu-like feeling, body aches, shortness of breath, chest pain, wheezing, irregular heartbeat, feeling faint, dizziness, feeling tired or weak, bruising, yellowing of your skin or eyes, light-colored stool, dark urine, unexplained persistent nausea, stomach problems, loss of appetite, or unusual tiredness, aches and pains. If you are suffering from glandular fever or some other more serious blood complaints, it is very common to develop a rash if you are given orstropin. The rash will disappear after the orstropin is stopped. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. After finishing orstropin, serious side effects. Severe abdominal cramps or stomach cramps. Watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. Fever, in combination with one or both of the above. These are rare, but serious side effects. Orstropin can change bacteria, which are normally present in the bowel and normally harmless, to multiply and therefore cause the above symptoms. You may need urgent medical attention. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, particularly if they occur several weeks after finishing treatment with Orstropin. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. These include very rare cases of brain, blood, and kidney disease. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Orstropin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Ampicillin, as sodium 1000 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. None. Potential allergens. N/A. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to the above ingredient. What Orstropin looks like. Orstropin is a white to almost white powder which has to be dissolved in water before it is injected. Ostar 2-9-3-5-4. Available in packs of 5 times 1000 mg vials. Who distributes Orstropin? Alpha Pharm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in May 2024. Orstropin is a Viatris company trademark. Orstropin_CMI/May24/01.